What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why do narcissists take you for granted? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back to my new studio. I'm actually sitting outside my therapist's office right now. First therapy appointment of 2024. So wish me luck. First therapy appointment, y'all. But yeah, y'all, why do narcissists take you for granted? Because most of them do, y'all. Most, if not all, narcissists take you for granted. Y'all know I don't, especially on this channel right here, I don't like speaking in absolutes. So I'm not going to say that every narcissistic person takes you for granted, because I don't have irrefutable proof that that's true. But I challenge you to present a narcissist that hasn't taken you for granted. I challenge the naysayers out there to present me a narcissist that has not taken someone for granted in their life that they shouldn't take for granted. Like, even me, myself, I've taken my wife for granted. I've taken my oldest son's mom for granted. I've taken a lot of people in my life for granted, and whatnot. And that's me openly admitting that, because I know I have. So I'm just, like I say again, but in my mind, the reason that I took these people for granted, which could be also the reason that the narcissistic person in your life took you for granted, is because a lot of people, yeah, there's a couple reasons. The first reason is that they don't think you're going to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To leave. Let's keep it, I'm going to keep it realistic, 100% realistic with you. A lot of narcissists treat you the way that they treat you because they always think that you're going to be there. They always think that no matter what happens, no, but because they've committed so much time, effort, energy into you, they've invested so much into you, they don't think you're going to leave. They don't think that they don't think that there's anything else that you can do that better than them. They think that y'all are soulmates, twin flames, matching star signs, whatever you want to say. They just think that you've put up with enough to the point that you're not going to leave them. Especially if this has been on and off, they've done something horrible to you, you've broken up with them and y'all have gotten back together, they absolutely don't think that you're ever going to leave them alone. They don't think you possess the power to leave them alone. So, yeah, they take you for granted. They keep doing the same behaviors over and over again. Like, Lee, why do they keep doing the same behaviors? Why don't they just stop and be nice for once? Why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Yo, because a lot of narcissistic people don't think that you're, like, they're absolutely going to continuously take you for granted because they don't think you're going to leave them. You know? They don't think that, like, you've already forgiven me for so much. And y'all, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot, available at mentalhealness.net. I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom, but it's like, when you think about it, like I said, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, it's like, they do this stuff right. And like, I've talked to so many people over Zoom and whatnot, and doing my phone calls and whatnot, is that people in this dynamic, within this mindset, think that, how do I say this? They have done everything to you. They feel like they've done everything to you and they've somewhat gotten away with it, so to speak. Like, you've taken them back. You've forgiven them for everything. Like, lying, cheating, financial abuse, physical abuse, like every type of abuse that's out there, they've done it and they've gotten away with it. So it's just like, you've forgiven me for this much stuff. Why would I, you see what I'm saying? You've forgiven me for all of this. So I feel like I can keep doing it. Why would I change these behaviors up? I know why you, as a non-narcissistic person, I understand why you would think they would change their behaviors up. But in the mind of a narcissist, it's like, why would I change these behaviors up that are serving me in more ways than one? Why would I change these behaviors up that are getting me what I want in more ways than one? Why would I do that? You see what I'm saying? Why would I put myself in this predicament where it empowers you and takes power away from me? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists, y'all. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but like that's it right there. They don't want to change their behavior because they think they're going to take you for granted. And they do they know that they're taking you for granted? A lot of them do know, y'all. A lot of them know these behaviors are not acceptable, because the simplest thing, you know how I know a lot of them know that their behaviors are not acceptable? Ask them, would you forgive me for cheating on you? Would you forgive me for hitting you? Would you forgive me for taking money from you? Would you ask them, would they forgive you? Or in your mind, you know them. Ask yourself, would they forgive you for doing the same thing? No. So they know these behaviors and these traits are unacceptable. But they just do it anyway. And some of them don't realize that they're taking you for granted. You know, are there some that realize it? Yes, there's a handful of narcissistic people, you know, that realize that they are taking you for granted. But a lot of them don't realize it. They're just going through the motions of life. This is what serves me. I'm going to continue to do the behaviors that serve me the most, the behaviors that serve me the best. So they're going to continue to do that type of stuff because these behaviors are benefiting them in some way, shape, or form. But I'll say this as well. Another reason that narcissists seemingly take you for granted is because some of them don't realize it, y'all. Some of them, like I said, are there narcissists that don't know what they are doing? Yes, I do. So this is my belief right here. I believe that a lot of narcissists know their behaviors, are bad and still do them anyway. But there are quite a few narcissistic people out there that don't realize that their behaviors are toxic as hell and bad. Like, they're just super erratic, impulsive people that just do the first thing that pops into their head. You know, they have these uncontrollable tics where they keep doing the same things over and over again. So it's not intentional that they take you for granted, but they still take you for granted. You know, and it, yeah, I feel like I need to say this. This is not me telling you that the narcissist in your life doesn't know what they're doing, so you should go back to them. That's not what I'm saying. Don't take it that way. I'm not saying that. Oh, Lee just said the narcissist in my life doesn't know what they're doing. They're just super impulsive. So maybe I can take them back. That's not what the hell Lee's saying. Don't put those words in my mouth. The words that are coming out of my mouth, I'm enunciating right now, are these words right here. Don't take them back if the behaviors are not acceptable. You see what I'm saying? Whether or not they know what they're doing, they're still taking you for granted. Whether or not they know what they're doing, they're still treating you badly. You know what I mean? Like, the impulsivity is not an excuse to treat you horribly and for you to tolerate it. Oh, they're just impulsive. No, yeah, they're impulsive, but goddammit, like, does that mean you have to stay through it? And I say GAT, G-A-T. I see people get my comment section like, did you just take the Lord's name in vain? Oh, my God, boy, y'all be blowing my mind. Boy, I'll be blowing my mind with this. I'm not going to go on a religious rant. But yeah, that's the thing right there, y'all. So a lot of narcissistic people are super impulsive, but that doesn't excuse their behaviors, you know. But they will continue to do the behaviors that serve them unless they go get some serious help that they are committed to doing. Some help that they are committed to following through with. You see what I'm saying? Some help that they are just on a continuous basis, they're going to keep doing, whether or not you stay or go. Like, that's the only help that works. Whether or not you stay or go, the help is going to continue. Like, they're going to continue to go to therapy. They're going to continue to go to counseling and whatnot, you know. But a lot of narcissists, like, and I'll say this too, y'all. Don't fall for I took you for granted. You don't really know what you have until you lose it. Because when they lose you, they'll tell you that they took you for granted. And does that mean that the behaviors are going to change long term if you go back? No, typically that means the behaviors are going to get worse because listen to the words. If they say, I took you for granted, that's letting you know that they acknowledge the bad behaviors. So why would you go back into that without any type of alterations of those bad behaviors? Just because they acknowledge their wrongdoings does not mean that you should take them back. Or it doesn't even mean that you can forget. You should forgive them. Y'all, forgiveness is revocable. You can forgive somebody and take it back. You can accept an apology and then retract that acceptance of that apology. Because if the behaviors don't follow through, don't follow up, then you don't have to accept that those apologies, y'all. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to accept those. You don't have to tolerate these toxic behaviors and whatnot. Because do you want, like I said, do you want to spend your life, the entirety of your life, being taken for granted? Do you, like I said, because that's one of the biggest regrets that a lot of people have, y'all. I spent X amount of years being taken for granted. You know, I spent a decade being taken for granted, 2-3 decades being taken for granted. And life is finite. You don't get that time back. You don't get that time back. And people, like I said, I didn't realize that. They'll use you, abuse you, and then get rid of you. And then you'll be, like I said, they'll discard you viciously. They'll try to intentionally leave you broken. So some of them, if they can acknowledge that they're taking you for granted, that means that they acknowledge the bad behaviors. But that does not mean the behaviors are going to change. A lot of narcissists, toxic people, whatever, will say whatever they need to say to get back into your good graces. They'll say whatever, they'll do whatever they feel like they need to do in order to get you back in their life. That does not mean that the behavior is going to be, you know, changed for an extended period of time. These behaviors can be just as bad for a long ass period of time, y'all. You know what I mean? But thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. It's almost time for my therapy appointment. Got some workshops, in-person workshops coming up here pretty soon, y'all. I have one. I'm scheduling for Durham, North Carolina, and then doing Dallas or Houston, Texas at the end of February 2024. So if you want more information, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Make sure, like I said, you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I truly appreciate it. And y'all, oh my goodness, I meant to say this the other day. Thank y'all so much for leaving the reviews, the positive reviews on the podcast. I searched top podcasts about narcissists the other day. I like top podcasts about narcissists. Guess who number one is? Guess who the number one podcast in the world about narcissists is? I'll give you one guess. You get one guess. Thank y'all so damn much. Like, seriously. Thank y'all so much. It means, y'all, I don't think y'all understand how much that meant to me when I saw that pop up. I was like, oh my goodness. Number one in the world. The number one podcast about narcissists is The Narcissist Code. So I'm super thankful for y'all. I truly appreciate literally every single one of y'all that has commented, liked, subscribed, whatever you've done. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.